Money, 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 what a high. You know I'm always running after hundreds all the time. Take the Mickey from a dummy when I'm turning on a dime. Oh, you're never too safe.
Drive through the earth and then just through the heavens. Drive through the earth and then just through the heavens.
It's Lochinvall on Wild Coast Radio, bringing us to 6:30. A song from them, Tribes and Angels. And before that, Echo Smith with the Cool Kids and Henny Jacobs, Leflam. Let's have a look at the sea conditions now, brought to you with the kind compliments of the Oakhampton Guesthouse.
The Oakhampton is a 4-star graded bed and breakfast with 2 decades of service to the tourism industry and the multiple winner of the AA Accommodation Awards for the best B&B homestay in South Africa. The Oakhampton is located in East London, 15 minutes from the airport, 5 minutes from the sea. The Oakhampton, a place where you have a name, not a number. Contact us on 083-6600510 or visit our website at www.oakhampton.co.za for corporate medium stay and weekend specials.
Having a look at the sea conditions this morning, Greg's not chatting to us, he's not available this morning, but let's have a look at the wave conditions off the harbour breakwall that's brought to us by Bob, our Data World wave rider boy. First of all, waves peaking at about 4 metres, averaging out at about 2.5 metres. The waves are coming in from a southeasterly direction at the moment, and the sea surface temperature 20 degrees. Looking at the weather, the air conditions, wind at the moment settling down to about 5 to 10 kilometers per hour. And the wind, it's been fluctuating, but seems to be settling in an easterly direction at the moment. The barometer is falling steeply, and air temperature at the moment seems to be at a stable 18 odd degrees. Well, those are the conditions in real time. Let's have a look at the weather forecast. And this is a mouthful this morning. This is the forecast supplied by the SA Weather Service. And we start with severe weather alerts. There are impact-based warnings. Today and tomorrow, an orange level 8 for disruptive rain, leading to widespread flooding of settlements, roads and bridges, as well as prolonged disruptions over Kokama, Coga and the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro. Today and tomorrow, an orange level 6 warning, disruptive rain, leading to flooding of settlements, properties, roads and dangers to lives, communities being cut off, and this over Buffalo City Metro, Dr. Beres, Nordea, Blue Crane Route in Mhlambe, Mushwa, Great Car, Kuma, Mbashe, King Sabata, Dalanyebo, Nyandeni, Port St. John's, Winnie Madiki Mandela and Mbazana municipal areas. Also today and tomorrow, a yellow level 2, warning for disruptive rain leading to localized flooding of settlements and roads, low-lying areas and bridges, as well as localized disruptions due to sinkholes and blocked drainage. And this expected over Raymond Mhlaba, Amakhlati, Nkuma, Mbashe, King Sabata, Dalanyebo, Nyandeni, Port St. John's, Guza Hill and Mbazana, and this through until Thursday. Today and tomorrow, an orange level 5 warning, disruptive snow, leading to possible pass closures, communities temporarily cut off, and roads being affected due to the accumulation of snow. And this expected over Sengo, Elondini, and Walter Sisulu. A yellow level 2 warning for today and tomorrow, disruptive snow, leading to a loss of livestock and traffic disruptions over Joe Gabi, as well as Enoch Makajima in Tuba Yetemba and Dr. Beres Nordia. An orange level 5 warning for today, damaging winds leading to damage to infrastructure, difficult driving conditions and disruptions to power supply. And this expected over Kokama, Dr. Beres Nordia, Sundays River and Nelson Mandela Bay metros. Today and tomorrow, an orange level 6 for damaging coastal winds and waves leading to damage to coastal infrastructure, disruption to harbour, and medium and large vessels possibly dragging anchor and breaking mooring, and this also disruption to beachfront activities, and this along the coast between Plettenberg Bay and Cannon Rocks. No fire danger. Advisories, very cold conditions, daytime temps below 10 degrees expected over the province today and tomorrow. Let's look now at the western half of the Eastern Cape. Cloudy and windy and cold with widespread showers and thunder showers, but generally